Welcome into the Poetry Tavern, a place to discuss both reading and writing poetry, spotlighting new poems and ideas every week. Hello, and welcome into this week's episode of the Poetry Tavern. I'm your host, Charlotte, and this week we're going to be talking about coffee. Why? Because I really like coffee, and I wanted to move on to doing themes instead of poetic devices. Because I was going through a lot of devices, and they were getting more nitpicky, and I was like, let's do something a little bit more broad, so moving on to themes for a little while, at the very least, at least this week, and next week, at a minimum. So this week's theme, as I said, is coffee. Why? I like coffee, and I think that, you know, there are poems about it, probably out there. I mean, definitely out there. I've done my research now. But yeah, when I decided that, I was like, yeah, there's probably poems out there that I've just never, you know, encountered, and I would love to see them. So, you know, just gives me an opportunity. Let's just dive in before I ramble on further. So our first poem this week is Prose Poem by Ron Padgett, and I'm just going to dive right into reading that. The morning coffee. I'm not sure why I drink it. Maybe it's the ritual of the cup, the spoon, the hot water, the milk, and the little heap of brown grit, the way they come together from a nail I can hang the day on. It's something to do between being asleep and being awake. Surely there's something better to do, though, than to drink a cup of instant coffee, such as meditate. About what? About having a cup of coffee. A cup of coffee whose first drink is too hot and whose last drink is too cool, but whose many in-between drinks are, like Baby Bear's porridge, just right. Papa Bear looks disgruntled. He removes his spectacles and swivels his eyes onto the cup that sits before Baby Bear, and then after a discreet cough, reaches over and picks it up. Baby Bear doesn't understand this disruption of the morning routine. Papa Bear brings the cup close to his face and peers at it intently. The cup shatters in his paw, explodes actually, sending fragments and brown liquid all over the room. In a way, it's good that Mama Bear isn't here. Better that she rest in her grave beyond the garden, unaware of what had happened to the world. This poem feels very stream of consciousness, just by the fact that you are following the thoughts of who we assume is the writer or the narrator. I was very surprised when I first read it that it took the turn into actually exploring the, you know, Goldilocks thing, the Papa Bear and the Baby Bear. And then to immediately have that shift into Mama Bear being dead was really interesting. The coffee being so central, but also, like, very clearly being called out as this is a distraction between being asleep and being awake. This is a moment where I do not have to be either. Like, I can be up, but not actively doing anything because it's socially acceptable that, like, I can sit and have my coffee before anyone asks anything of me. It's really interesting, and, like, that's a moment of quiet. And, like, the comparison to meditation almost brought that further for me, of, like, yeah, this is a thing where you just sit and you focus and you don't have to answer to anybody, and you just sort of are aware of the world. And I thought that was really interesting, especially in the end when it states, like, glad Mama Bear's in the grave. Not glad, but, like, better that she's there so that she doesn't have to see the state of the world. Which I thought was really interesting to sort of bring in after talking about coffee and replacing it potentially with meditation, which is a thing that is very much about awareness. So, yeah, I just thought it was really interesting. Anyway, before I, you know, waffle on anymore, let's move on. So our next poem is a little bit of an older one. It's called Breakfast by Jacques Prévert. So yeah, let's get him. He poured the coffee into the cup. He put the milk into the cup of coffee. He put the sugar into the coffee with milk with a small spoon. He churned, he drank the coffee, and he put down the cup without any word to me. He emptied the coffee with milk, and he put down the cup without any word to me. He lighted one cigarette, he made circles with the smoke. He shook off the ash into the ashtray without any word to me, without any look at me. He got up, he put on a hat on his head, he put on a raincoat because it was raining, and he left into the rain without any word to me, without any look at me, and I buried my face in my hands and I cried. So what I really liked about this one as sort of a pull for, Coffee Week, was that the focus is coffee in the very hot first half, but the coffee is a thing that makes it, I'm gonna say, sadder, on the part of the narrator, because it is a thing that is the focus of the poem, even in the narrator's eyes. Like, he cannot focus on himself because this other person is focusing on this coffee. And despite the fact that the narrator is very clearly a present character and not like a wallfly, by the fact that there is an expectation of interaction, the person that this narrator speaks about, the he, just doesn't interact and doesn't, acknowledge the presence of another person in this space at all. He just pours himself a coffee, makes it, drinks it, sits, and like empties the whole mug, smokes a cigarette, puts a hat on, and leaves without any acknowledgement that there is another person there, which I think, like, the deep focus on the coffee in the first half of the poem, of like going through all these steps without any acknowledgement that there is another character in this setting, like the narrator. Because very easily it could have just been the first half with no mention of the fact that the narrator was a person in the actual setting. But I think it adds something that, like, this is a person that is actively there and actively being ignored, and the deep focus on the coffee in the first half is like even the narrator is ignoring his own sadness in this moment, which I thought was really interesting. I'm like, oh, I really loved it. It's just, yeah, it's just good. It's just good and fun. I mean, not fun, it's kind of sad, but just great without it. What's great about it? So yeah. Okay, cool. That brings us to the end of our episode. Thanks for coming on this journey. I have a theme plan for next week. Next week we're doing aliens, because I think it could be fun. And I was listening to a song about aliens before I started recording. And that's just kind of how my brain works, and now I'm latched onto it and I want to find poems about it. But yeah, I think sticking with the theme thing could be good, because I'm not getting too nitty-gritty into like trying to find all these specific techniques, but also like we're getting a wider range of poems where they use the thing differently. So yeah, let's sign into that next week. See ya.